Lesson 48. Metaphor. A number of words in English are used metaphorically, with the meaning that is not exactly the same as their literal meaning. Usually they apply a quality of one word to another word. For example, when we say that something is lightning fast, we are using the quality of lightning, which is almost instantaneous, to describe something that is extremely fast. Another example is the root of the problem. The literal meaning of the word root is the part of a plant or tree that is under the soil. The roots are what support and sustain the entire tree. Therefore, the root of the problem is the deepest, most basic or fundamental reason for the problem. Many metaphors are related to elements in the natural world, such as light and dark, water, fire, and plants. In this lesson, you'll learn 5 collocations in each category. Light and dark. If someone's face or eyes light up, it means that they suddenly get very happy or excited. You can also say someone's eyes are shining with delight. The expression lighten the mood means to make a depressing atmosphere or situation more relaxed and happy. On the other hand, if someone's face, eyes, or expression darkens, it means that they suddenly appear sad or angry. Dark days or dark times refer to periods of time that are bad or unpleasant, full of problems. Water. You can say that ideas are flowing or conversation is flowing to describe when it is proceeding easily and naturally. Water metaphors are often used to describe the movement of groups of people. You can say that people poured or streamed into the stadium to describe continuous movement of large groups of people, or that people trickled into the church when only a few people come occasionally. The expressions waves of disappointment or waves of sadness refer to strong feelings. Fire. A heated discussion or heated debate is one that is very intense, often with negative emotions like anger. If someone has a fiery temper, it means that when they get angry, they get very angry and could possibly explode. There's also the expression, tempers flared, to describe a situation when people began to get angry. The verbs kindle and spark describe the act of starting fires. Kindle is usually used for starting positive things. Something can kindle interest, enthusiasm, or hope. And spark is usually used for starting negative things. Something can spark outrage or spark controversy. Plants. It's difficult for a plant to grow in soil that has a lot of rocks. So if something gets off to a rocky start, it means that it encountered many problems in the beginning. Thorns are the small, sharp growths that appear on some plants, such as roses. The expression, a thorny issue, describes a matter that is difficult, complicated, and possibly dangerous. The word blossom is used to describe when a flower appears and opens, revealing all its beauty. So if a romance or friendship is blossoming, then it is developing in a beautiful way. If your efforts begin to produce the desired results, we can say that your efforts are bearing fruit. A seed represents something very small that can grow into something big. So if some event plants seeds of hope or plants seeds of jealousy, it means it produces a small feeling that can grow into a stronger emotion over time. Now listen and repeat to practice your pronunciation of the metaphors in this lesson. Lightning fast. The root of the problem. Eyes light up. Eyes are shining with delight. Lighten the mood. Face, eyes, or expression darkens. Dark days. Dark times. Ideas are flowing. Conversation is flowing. People poured or streamed. People trickled. Waves of disappointment. Waves of sadness. A heated discussion or debate. A fiery temper. Tempers flared. Kindle interest, enthusiasm, or hope. Spark outrage or controversy. Gets off to a rocky start. A thorny issue. A romance or friendship is blossoming. Efforts are bearing fruit. Plant seeds of hope or seeds of jealousy. Now take the quiz to practice the metaphor collocations.